A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're looking at who to follow. We have considered from the outgone year things and people that we are not supposed or expected to follow, if we must get to the place that God has destined for our lives. Do not forget, 2024, our destination is greater glory. In other words, no matter what you have accomplished or the glory, the success you have recorded in the years gone, they are nothing compared to what God is set to do in your life this year beginning. Greater glory, that will be your experience. But if you must enter into greater glory, you must follow right things and right people. Right people must be followed and right things. And so what are the things, or who are the people that I must follow? If I must not follow others that we have mentioned, who am I expected or supposed to follow in order to arrive at the place that I am going? Number one, you must follow the guide. For our meditation, we're looking at the book of Psalms, chapter number 32 and verse number 8. The Bible says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. God is speaking here. God promised that I will instruct and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. God is our guide, not only the guide of our youth, but the guide of our lives. He is the guide of your life. And do not forget, the journey of life and the journey of every year is likened to a journey in the wilderness. There are three major hazards or dangers in the wilderness. The danger number one is that people can get lost in the wilderness. And when people get lost, they may likely fall prey unto wild beasts, wild animals that may attack and devour them. People get lost in the desert. Secondly, people get dehydrated and die for lack of water to drink. And then thirdly, people die due to the heat. The heat of the desert kills many. And so, dear listener, it is important for us, if we understand that the journey of life and the journey of every year is equated to that of the wilderness, it is very important, therefore, for us to follow the guide. Don't forget, number one, people get lost in the desert, not knowing their way. And because they get lost, they fall prey into wild beasts. But if you follow the guide knows where wild animals are in the desert. He knows the right route, the route to take to get to your destination. So you follow this guide. You don't use your own wisdom or knowledge or understanding. You don't follow your own way. Follow the guide. And the guide knows where there is a shade. He knows where there is a fountain, where you will get water. He knows where the provision is. So follow the guide. And God said, I am going to instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I am going to be your guide and I will show you the right way. I will guide you with my eyes. And so in 2024, dear listener, let us follow the guide. And God is our guide. He is the one that leads us in the way that we should go. And how does God guide? God guides us with his eye. God guides us with his spirit. God guides us through his word. God guides you through divine instruction that you listen to through his servants. You hear the word of God and you are divinely instructed. So it is important for you to follow the guide. And as a matter of fact, the second thing you must follow, if you are going to get to your destination, is instruction. You must follow instruction. If you want to arrive very quickly, you must follow instruction. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 33, the scripture says, hear instruction and be wise. Do not disdain it. So those who hear and follow instruction, they are wise. Those who do not disdain instruction are wise. Conversely, those who do not follow instruction, who do not take instruction or follow it, are not wise. Let us therefore follow instruction. Hear instruction and be wise. Don't disdain it. Follow instruction. Instruction is the pathway to distinction. A man that is divinely instructed will avoid destruction. Instruction helps you to avoid destruction. Instruction leads you to distinction. Every examination we write has an instruction at the top. Every item, every product you buy has an instruction manual for how to properly utilize or get the best, maximize the benefit of that item or that tool. Instruction must be followed. If you refuse to follow the instructions, you will get yourself to blame. You get your fingers burnt. Life is full of potholes, and you need divine instruction, divine guidance, to be able to avoid the potholes, to escape the pitfalls of life and of destiny. Instructions must be followed. Do not disdain instruction. It is the second thing you must follow. And don't forget, instruction is also, God uses instruction to guide us. We are guided by divine instructions from above. Follow instructions. God can use your teacher to instruct you. God can use anybody to instruct you. Let us follow this instruction. Let us not be too proud to receive instruction. Had Naaman been proud to take the humble instruction and suggestion of that maid servant, he would have died a leper. But the little girl told the wife, "I wish my master had gone to see the prophet in Samaria. He would have been cured." And after proper guidance and advice, he left for Samaria with letter to see the prophet. The prophet Elisha did not come out to see Naaman, General Naaman. Rather, he gave an instruction: go and dip in Jordan 7 times. He was angry and he was not going to obey this instruction because he was demeaning. And he looked at Jordan River and disdained it. But thank God again for proper advice. There was another counselor, his servants counseled him. He took advice, number one, from a maid, and number two, from his servant. And he went and he dipped himself, he obeyed the instruction, and he was cured. And so Naaman did not end a leper because he followed instruction. Instruction was given and he followed it because he also had counselors, wise counselors around him. Dear listener, you must make sure that your life is surrounded by wise counselors, wise people, people who are wiser and better than you. If you surround your life with people that you are better than, you can only be like the people that you relate with. Please relate with people that are better than you. Relate with people that are more competent than you. It is very tough for one to relate with someone who is better than him. Everybody wants to be the best, but it is wise. It is tough, but wise to relate with people that are better than you in specific areas of your life. So choose your friends wisely. Do not forget that you become like the people that you relate with. You become like the advice of the people that you are listening to. Follow good counselors, follow good instructions, follow the guide. It is important if you must arrive at your destination, greater glory this year. If you are not going to fall a prey to the wild beast of this desert, if the evil of this year would not consume you, then you must follow the guide. If you are not going to fall into the pitfalls of the year, follow the guide. Follow divine instructions. Be surrounded with good people, with good counselors. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning. Father, you are the guide of my youth. Sweet Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me, thou great Jehovah. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrims in this barren world. I am a pilgrim in this world, and I ask you to guide me. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are the guide of my youth. Guide me, my Father, according to your word. Guide me with your eyes. Lead me in the path that I should go. Show me the way in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, instruct me in the way that I should go. I will not disdain instruction. Send to me good, wise, and wise counselors. I will not disdain instruction and wise counsel. I will follow instruction. I will follow wise counsel in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. And lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, guide me away from the dangers and the pitfalls in year 2024. Guide me away from the heat. Lead me to the place of safety. Lead me to my place of rest. In the name of Jesus, shall we pray? Our Father, I pray that you will guide me this year 2024. Guide me away from evil. Guide me away from the path of destruction, from the pitfalls of life. Guide me away from the pitfalls of life and of destiny. Lead me to the place of safety. Guide me to where there is a shade, a place of refuge. Guide me with your eyes. Guide me with your instructions. Help me to be obedient to divine instructions, and let your name be glorified. I thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will guide you to your provisions. You will be guided to where your provisions are. You will be led to where your blessings are. You will be led away from evil. You will not walk into trouble, because the Lord himself will be your guide. He will guide you to the place of safety. He will guide you with his eyes in the name of Jesus. And I pray, as you are divinely instructed this year, for grace to obey these instructions, to carry out these instructions, and to land in distinction. You will avoid destruction by the divine guidance and divine instruction of the Almighty. Your counselors will be round about you, men of wisdom, and in the name of Jesus. And there will be safety for you this year as you follow wise counsel, as you follow divine instruction, as you follow the guide. You won't make mistakes. You won't fall into trouble. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today for our Moriah prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. Also, we are meeting by 5:30 p.m. for Covenant Renewal Service. Today is the last day of the first month of the year. And so we gather to renew our covenant of peace, of protection, of provision and prosperity with God, 5:30 p.m. Don't miss it. You may wish to join either or both of these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, today is day 30 of our 30 days of power. We started from the 2nd of January, a project, 30 days of power. And today, 31st of January, is the last day, the day 30. I encourage you never to miss it. God is prepared to visit and bless you again. And the platform for the 30 days of power is my YouTube and Facebook channel. The handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you attend. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day and a prosperous new month in advance. The Lord bless you.